So the government did not shut down, knock wood. But what perils await the Obama administration as they try to negotiate a long-term solution with Republicans, particularly those House members who are affiliated with the Tea Party? Here with us to discuss that issue and a whole lot more is the distinguished Democrat representing New York's 15th Congressional District, the Dean of the State Congressional Delegation. Good morning, the Honorable Congressman Charles Rangel. How are you, sir?
Good morning, always good to be with you.
Thanks so much for joining us. My daughter's going down to D.C. for a few days. She'll get to meet Justice Kagan and all the rest of that stuff, so I'm glad the government managed to stay open.
I'm glad. It would have been a real tragedy for the nation internationally as well as financially had we closed. I'm glad that we reached a solution, even though I couldn't vote for it. I'm glad that the government didn't close.
Why couldn't you vote for it, Congressman?
Well, the $38 billion cuts that we have were far too severe. And but they go after the environmental programs that we have. True, they spared the Planned Parenthood. But the people, as you pointed out so well, that have been elected to the Republican Party, believe that just slashing every darn thing that you're saving money. And yet some of the programs that they have heard is going to cost this money if you cut education. But I think really, basically, what you've said, the worst is yet to come because we have a debt ceiling. And by law, the president has a limit, at least executive branch, as to how much money that they can borrow. Now, we've already borrowed over $14 trillion. That means that we have an enormous interest to pay. And if we don't pay the interest of money that's already borrowed, then, of course, our whole fiscal security system collapses, not only for the United States, but for every country that uses the dollar as the measurement of their value of their currency. It also jeopardizes them. Now, some of the people that got elected made vows that they would never allow Obama to borrow any more money. That's a good thing, I guess, to say. But when you get to practicalities, if you don't borrow to pay what you already owe, it's the collapse of the economy. And it is, I don't see how some of those people are willing to go back home and be responsible enough to explain that they meant no unnecessary borrowing, not borrowing that's going to preserve the country. Now, we've just completed the 2011 budget for this year. Well, we really haven't completed it. We'll vote this week in order to firm that up. That only takes us to December. In a week or so, we will then have to deal with the 2012 budget. And, Mark, that is going to be far more severe because they have claimed that they intend to get $6 trillion in cuts. And I don't know how they intend to do it, except that it's clear that they want to abolish Medicaid in terms of being a federal program. They want Medicare to be abolished and to substitute it with a voucher. And the education and programs that are so important for the growth of the economy and for the advancement of research and development for our country, all of those things are going to be jeopardized. So, as you know, and your radio listening audience know, the president has the ability to veto these things, and the Senate has the ability to stop many of them. But it will be just a replay of where we are when we just completed the 2011 budget, which we should have done last year.
You know, it's interesting, Congressman, you mentioned that the fact that it perhaps should have been done last year. You have Republicans that say it should have been done last year, and they blame the Democrats for that. Do they have a point?
Well,